Madonna pulled the video for the title song of her new album, American Life, because it contained anti-war images, and she said she did not want to offend anyone who might misinterpret the video. A Madonna who doesn't want to offend? Ken Tucker has this review.
Do I have to change my name? Will it get me far? Should I lose some weight? Am I gonna be a star? That's why I wrote this song. This type of modern life isn't for me. This type of modern life isn't for free.
So, as self-created a star and musician as pop music has produced, Madonna's career depends on her constantly reinserting herself into the culture at precisely the right moment to be maximally effective. Thus, releasing an album called American Life, complete with a first single that critiques the indulgence of stardom, and a video emphasizing Army Fatigue Green would seem to prove her granite ab gut instincts to be as infallible as ever. But then listen to this rapping inserted into the middle of the title song.
I do yoga and Pilates, and the room is full of hotties, so I'm checking out the bodies, and you know I'm satisfied. I'm digging on the isotope to smell the physics is dope, and if all this can give me hope, you know I'm satisfied. I got a lawyer and a manager, an agent and a chef, three nannies, an assistant and a driver and a jet, a trainer and a butler and a bodyguard of five, a gardener and a stylist. Do you think I'm satisfied? I'd like to express my extreme point of view. I'm not a Christian and I'm not a Jew. I'm just living out the American dream, and I just realized that nothing is what it seems.
The times, they are a-changing too fast, even for a woman married to a jump-cut junkie like director Guy Ritchie. And so the clipped rap that commands the most attention in the middle of the title song, a yammered list of celeb perks, trainer, butler, assistant, three nannies, a bodyguard or five, seems at first not like the clever self-parody she clearly intended, but rather a facile confirmation of her critics' most knee-jerk conviction, that middle-aged Madonna doesn't have a worldview beyond her next Pilates appointment. However, if you listen a bit more closely, you'll hear songs that are unironic arguments for substance over style, family over isolation, long-term love over flighty romance. She's also found a musical corollary for such fulsome sentiments, a mixture of acoustic and techno.
There are too many questions. There is not one solution. There is no resurrection. There is so much confusion. And the loud profusion.
That song, called Love Profusion, is one of many romantic ballads on American Life, attesting to a newfound serenity. These can be gloppy, but at least once, on the terrific Nobody Knows Me, she makes wonderful music out of meditation and maturity.
I've had so many lives since I was a child, and I've realized how many times I've died. I'm not that kind of guy. Sometimes I feel shy. I think I can fly closer to the sky. No one's telling you how to live your life, but it's a setup until you're fed up. This world is not so kind. People trap your mind. It's so hard to find someone to admire.
I don't think this album is going to dent mass pop consciousness in any appreciable way. And of course, mass penetration is an absolute fundament of Madonnaology. Which is to say, this album fails to do what this brand of pop music must now do: provide future American Idol contestants fresh anthems to belt out with mindless enthusiasm. Which should count in her favor, shouldn't it? I mean, here's something to chew on, Madonna haters. She's become beside the point in part because she's meditated, exercised, and exorcised herself into the thoughtful, humble, well, okay, striving to be humble, star/musician you never thought she had it in her to be. Oh, and as for that video that she pulled, I think its retraction had little to do with fear of being the latest chick to be Dixie Fried. Come on, unlike blindsided, otherwise mannerly country acts, Madonna thrives on, indeed plots her controversies. No, it had more to do with the fact that current events imposed an interpretation on its images that this meticulous performance artist did not intend. It's true, war in Iraq has altered the context of her new music in a way that's not always flattering. But since when did Madonna ever crave flattery?
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed American Life by Madonna.